This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Two Palestinian men died Sunday from gunshot wounds from Israeli security personnel in two recent incidents, the Palestinian Health Ministry says. The deaths were announced after Israeli police sealed up the East Jerusalem home of a Palestinian attacker who killed seven people and wounded three outside a synagogue. Pope Francis is condemning what he calls the spiral of death taking place in the Middle East. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
Pope Francis appealed to Israelis and Palestinians, as well as the international community, to find immediately, without delay, other paths that include dialogue and the sincere search for peace. Speaking in St. Peter's Square, he said he learned with great sorrow of the deaths of 10 Palestinians, including a woman, in an anti-terrorism operation by the Israeli army, and of the deaths of seven Israeli Jews and the wounding of three others outside a synagogue near Jerusalem on Friday evening. He noted that from the start of the year, dozens of Palestinians had been killed in gun clashes with the Israeli army. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Final preparations were being made at a cathedral in Kinshasa on Sunday, ahead of Pope Francis's visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo. His long-awaited visit to the country and South Sudan next week comes after he postponed an earlier trip late last year that originally had included a stop in the volatile East. Workers at Notre Dame Cathedral were tidying up the property and carrying out other work on Sunday as congregants attended a service inside. Pope Francis is due to arrive in Kinshasa, the country's capital, Tuesday for a three-day visit. Russian shelling of residential areas in Ukraine's southern city of Kherson left at least three people dead, local authorities said Sunday. In the Zaporizhia region, also in Ukraine's south, Russia-installed officials said four people were killed in a railway bridge strike that they blamed on Ukraine. This is VOA News. At least 51 people were killed in two separate transport accidents in western Pakistan on Sunday, when a bus plunged off a bridge and a boat carrying a class of children capsized. 41 are so far confirmed dead after their bus crashed into a ravine in a southwestern province, while at least 10 students died in the boating accident in the northwest, officials said. A loud explosion struck a military industry factory in central Iran overnight, in what Tehran said on Sunday was a drone strike by unidentified attackers. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, which came amid tensions with the West over Tehran's nuclear work and supply of arms for Russia's war in Ukraine, as well as months of anti-government demonstrations at home. Iran's defense ministry claimed the explosion caused only minor damage and no casualties. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Türk Saturday called on Venezuela to reform its political and judicial system and to release arbitrarily detained prisoners after meetings with President Nicolas Maduro and government ministers. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
During his visit, he said that from what he had seen and heard, it was clear Venezuelan society was riven by a profound loss of trust between the government and the people.
I heard accounts of people being arbitrarily detained and tortured, and of family members being killed in security operations and demonstrations.
After meeting with Maduro Friday, Türk said Maduro publicly expressed his readiness to work toward improving the justice system. He said he, in turn, offered his office's expertise and support to further reforms. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A mining corporation has apologized for losing a highly radioactive capsule over an 870-mile stretch of Western Australia. Authorities are combing parts of the road looking for the tiny but dangerous substance. Novak Djokovic has claimed his 10th Australian Open championship and 22nd Grand Slam title overall. The 35-year-old from Serbia did not compete in the Australian Open 1 year ago after being deported from the country because he was not vaccinated against COVID-19. His 10th trophy in Australia adds to a record he already held, and his 22 major championships are tied with Rafael Nadal.